Some time ago, my friend Mike called me and said,
Steve, I have a message for you. You have to make a podcast. It's very important. Do it now.
And I said, okay, I will. Can you provide me with extra time to do that during my busy schedule? He said he couldn't do that. But then I managed to free up some time. So here's my podcast, Audio Chimera. And this is episode number 4, Bernie's Bagels. In May of 2015, I traveled to Columbus, Ohio with Dennis Thompson, who's been a good friend of mine for a long time, and who also served as the best man at my wedding. Oh, that's perhaps another interesting podcast topic. I should make a note to do that one in the future. We arrived in town to see a concert. One of my favorite bands, Camelot, with a K, was playing at the Newport Music Hall. Both Dennis and I had been OSU students. Or as someone asked me recently, you were a Buckeye? No, I went to Ohio State. I was most definitely not a Buckeye. And one day I almost got run over by the OSU marching band. Okay, another note about another future podcast. So while we were in town, we decided to take a tour of the campus. Dennis had been there more recently, having worked as a staff advisor for 30-some-odd years. You can ask him about how odd. I still think it's lucky he got out before the fairly recent switch from quarters to semesters. As we walked around, we saw some brand new buildings, certainly some things I didn't recognize, but others so new even Dennis was seeing them for the first time. And as we walked down the once aptly named High Street, famed for its many bars, I discovered one major loss. Bernie's Bagels. As I recall, you would enter a door and walk down some steps to the takeout counter. I would often stop in just to take away a dozen bagels to eat with cream cheese or more often sliced cheddar cheese as a nice vegetarian sandwich. Which, as I think back on it, is a bit odd, since I've always been a confirmed meatitarian. If you would turn to the left, there were tables with benches at which people could eat, talk, and study. If you would turn to the right, there was a bar area. I would assume that, from the point of view of the counter worker, those two areas were for the sheep and the goats, respectively, on Judgment Day. Bernie's Bagels was an institution when I was at Ohio State in the early 1980s. And because I had spent so much time there, I felt a personal loss over the absence of Bernie's for a variety of reasons. One was that Martin Glynn, another friend of mine from OSU, who had been an English major and who liked to act in the theater department productions, including A Pagan Place, in which I also performed. Oh, that's another potential podcast topic. He and I would go to the bar and order a carafe of Merlot. Martin would always order it with a side cup of ice to chill it down. Now, I'm sure wine connoisseurs everywhere find this reprehensible, but for us it was just being a little bit bohemian. I also remember one time we were sitting there when they had a comedian performing. Martin and I began doing a bit of heckling and adding our own smart-ass comments, which I dare say was funnier material than the comedian's. I usually would never think of heckling anybody, but this guy was really bad. But I guess the most memorable thing about Bernie's Bagels was one particular person who appeared there quite often. Actually, I didn't see him just at Bernie's Bagels, but I also saw him at a local pizza place. I think it was called Venetian Pizza, when I would go there with another friend, Wes Thompson, who is no relation to Dennis, but who also served as a groomsman at my wedding. Anyway, this guy would come in alone, or so we thought, and he'd sit at one of the tables. Smoking indoors was still legal back then, so he would light up his pipe and strike up a conversation with a person sitting across from him. However, we saw no one there. Either this person was invisible, or maybe didn't really exist except in this young man's imagination. But this man carried on intense discussions with him, or her, or whomever. I have two very clear memories about this. The first occurred one evening at the pizza place. He stood up from his chair and crossed to the stairs that led to the second floor restroom. As he climbed the steps, he left room for his companion to walk up the stairs next to him on the right and continued to talk to this person as they went up. The other was a time when the guy was sitting right behind my friend Wes and me at Bernie's Bagels. He was explaining how one of these days he wanted to take a bicycling trip to Pittsburgh from Columbus, but his greatest fear was, no, not the distance, that he might not find any place to park there. His narrative continued as usual, not always audible, but then his volume rose as he began talking about things in a biblical way. And I mean the biblical apocalypse. The statement that I recall most vividly was this.
In the Old Testament, God destroyed the world with 40 days and 40 nights of rain. But the next time, he is going to destroy the world with 40 days and 40 nights of fire tornadoes.
I remember him saying, fire tornadoes, in a particular drawn-out way, but I also remember Wes always quoting him with the words, fire tornadoes, as if he was belching forth flame as he spoke. Of course, I then graduated from OSU with my master's degree in theater and left Ohio, totally forgetting about Bernie's Bagels until that May 2015 visit. And so I wonder, whatever happened to that guy? Was he just following us around to drive us crazy or make us wonder what he was up to in some grand theatrical performance? Has he since been institutionalized? Has he succumbed to mouth cancer from the pipe smoking? Maybe, to be more positive, has some angelic woman rescued him and is now taking care of him in his middle age? Or does he still walk the streets, peering around every corner, still waiting for the apocalypse of fire brought on by global climate change? Later that election season, after the trip to Columbus, I voted for Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary. Coincidence? Possibly. Anything you want to hear more about from this podcast? I can elaborate. Just send your request to Stephen Schrum at museoffire.com. That's StephenSchrum at museoffire, MUSOFYR.com. Or leave a message at 724-835-4074, and I'll see what I can do. I receive no cash for products I mentioned, but please feel free to throw money at me to advertise here. For more information on my works, check out my website, museoffire.com. For written works, search for me on Smashwords as Stephen Schrum or Museoffire, or find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. This is Stephen Schrum. Thanks for listening to Audio Chimera.